The PBS public affairs series Frontline had been working on a documentary about Panamanian dictator Manuel Noriega when the United States invaded Panama, captured Noriega, and brought him to this country to face trial. Frontline moved almost as quickly, updating and completing its Noriega profile so it could be televised months ahead of schedule. The show, titled The Noriega Connection, airs this week, and television critic David Bianculli has a review.
Near the beginning of The Noriega Connection, there's a quote from a speech in which the President of the United States launches an international war against drugs. But it's not the president you might be expecting.
Our goal is the unconditional surrender of the merchants of death who traffic in heroin.
This program, researched by Marcia Vivanacos and Frontline producer Charles Stewart, traces Noriega's activities and his relationship with the American government back to the 60s and even further. While Nixon was declaring war on drugs, State Department and CIA officials were refusing to indict Noriega on drug smuggling charges, even though they thought they had enough evidence to convict him. It wasn't Nixon's fault. In fact, Nixon was so mad that Noriega had gotten away that he sent a member of his old plumbers unit, you remember the plumbers, to Panama, to await orders to assassinate Noriega. The order was never sent, but Nixon and the plumbers weren't the only ones to cross paths with Noriega. It's like a who's who of modern political controversies, and Noriega is right in the middle of all of them. According to this documentary, Noriega was getting $100,000 a year as a CIA informant while George Bush was head of the CIA. Noriega was the man assigned to protect the Shah of Iran when Jimmy Carter diverted him to Panama. Noriega was an ally of Oliver North's during the Reagan administration, and so on. Most of this stuff has surfaced since Noriega's fall from power, but what this program does is explain in great detail how Noriega was able to get away with it for so long. The program's most damning testimony comes from CIA and Drug Enforcement Administration agent John Bacon, who talks about Noriega's escape from American prosecution in the early 70s. Bacon also says that federal files relating to Noriega and Panama were intentionally removed and presumably destroyed by someone in the Carter administration.
What I believe is the most probable is that since this was during the congressional debate on the Canal Zone treaty, which was being debated at that time, that the Carter administration did not want information damaging to consideration of the treaty to be made available.
This Frontline also gets the inside story from former U.S. attorneys, from former associates of Noriega's, and from Roberto Eisenman, publisher of Panama's opposition newspaper.
Every country in the continent has a drug problem. Every country in the world has a drug problem. No other country in the world has this kind of problem, where the formal military institution, the uniformed authority, is actually controlled by the multinational narco-mafias.
The Noriega Connection is a little dry. Can you imagine a glossy network documentary in which someone uses the words multinational narco-mafias? But this just-the-facts, ma'am, approach is just right in this case, because the facts are disturbing enough.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post.